currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Pam Jardine at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Pam.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where you hear stories about the people and sites that make Kirkland an attractive and vibrant place to live, work, and visit. I'm Pam Jardine. Congratulations to Kirkland resident Kathy Feek and the Kirkland Performance Center as this year's Kirkland Cachet Award recipients. The award acknowledges those who embody the cachet spirit by fostering an arts, culture, or heritage community in Kirkland. Mayor Amy Wallen hosted the event at the Kirkland Performance Center with the Kirkland Cultural Arts Commission. Guests gathered for a fun evening and enjoyed a performance by Dances of Spain prior to the ceremony. Kathy Feek was honored for her contributions to Kirkland's artistic and cultural environment through her efforts with the Fish Frolic Art Show at Kirkland Summerfest, the Senior Art Show, and the art collection she has curated at Evergreen Health. The Kirkland Performance Center was honored for its success in offering high-quality performances and programs to the community. Santos Contreras, a board member of the organization, accepted the award on behalf of the Performance Center. Sticking true to its mission statement of igniting imagination and connecting audiences with artists, the recent 15th anniversary season included notable acts such as singer-songwriter Lisa Loeb, Georgian National Song and Dance Ensemble Iveria, and folk legends The Brothers Four. Just as the cachet winners make Kirkland a better place, so can you.
Happy Earth Day!
With Earth Day coming up on April 22nd, you can celebrate and get involved in a couple of ways. One way is to help restoration efforts by participating in the Green Kirkland Partnership's Earth Day event on April 26th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Juanita Bay Park. Volunteers are needed to clean up and revitalize the natural habitat. You can find more information and register at www.greenkirkland.org. A second way is to recycle items that can't be collected through your curbside collection. Bring your smoke detectors and household batteries to the Public Works Department in City Hall. Polystyrene can be recycled at Styrofest, a collection event occurring at the Public Works Maintenance Center, located at 915 8th Street on April 25th to April 28th. Other items that aren't normally accepted during your weekly recycling service, like motor oil, electronics, tires, and more, can be brought to the residential recycling collection event on May 10th at Lake Washington High School from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can also compost food scraps and yard waste. These items make up more than 30% of all residential garbage, and when they go to a landfill, they take years to break down. Instead, you can do the earth a favor by getting a gray cart from Waste Management to start composting. Not sure what to recycle, compost, and trash? No problem. Get Cart Smart with Kirkland Environmental Services by tweeting to them at Kirkland Enviro or emailing them at recycle@kirklandwa.gov for guidance. Going green is one way to help Kirkland become a better community, but teaming up with an organization can be just as fun and rewarding. The second annual Viva Volunteer Fair was recently held with more than 20 organizations participating and offering a variety of volunteer opportunities. Dave Wagger, Kirkland's senior council member and event chair, had this to say about the event.
Viva Volunteers is an opportunity for people to explore the different kinds of volunteer organizations in the Kirkland area and see which ones fit their interests and what would give them satisfaction.
There were about 250 event participants who visited with organizations and attended educational seminars on a range of topics.
I think the event is great for all local Kirkland citizens and senior citizens. I think it shows them a lot of what's happening, not just in Kirkland, but in Seattle as well, because there was the Woodland Zoo Park people here and all kinds of things. So I like the little blend of health and food and local stuff.
A lot of great volunteer opportunities down here.
Yeah.
Whether it's full-time type stuff, you really want to get in 15, 20 hours a week, or once every 2 weeks or so for an hour, which is great.
From human services to pet adoption agencies, there was surely something for everybody. But Dave Wagger also stressed the importance of the public stepping up and giving back to the community.
One of the things that keeps us young is having goals and doing something that we know makes a difference. And I encourage people to keep volunteering, keep involved in the community, because it makes you healthier, literally.
In other volunteering news, a number of volunteers were recently celebrated by the City of Kirkland at the 2014 Volunteer Special Awards event for their service in 2013. 18 volunteers were honored for their leadership, going above and beyond the call of duty and working behind the scenes. A special award, the Milton Bob Knight Aries Award, was presented to Bill Thomason for his outstanding work as a Kirkland Fire volunteer in emergency management.
Bill helps to ensure that the City of Kirkland is properly equipped to provide additional communication services during times of tremendous needs. Congratulations to Bill.
Even if you missed the Viva Volunteer Fair, you can find out about volunteer opportunities that best suit you by visiting the city website at www.kirklandwa.gov/volunteer. Who knows? Maybe you'll be recognized at next year's Volunteer Appreciation event.
You'll get more than you give.
As always, thank you for watching Currently Kirkland. Remember, you can watch us on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to KirklandTV@kirklandwa.gov. We'd love to hear from you.